Here's a scary idea. Robots that are killers, like killer robots that can make their own decisions. You can send them into battle and they will make the kinds of decisions that flesh and blood soldiers have to make. They don't exist yet, but it seems that it's inevitable they one day will. And so for that reason, there is a UN conference that's looking at whether or not we should ban them before they actually do any damage. It's interesting. One person that's opposed to their use, though, at least without strong human controls, is Jayantha Dhanapala, who's a former UN Undersecretary General. His organisation is called Pugwash, and it was awarded the 1995 Nobel Peace Prize for its campaign to ban nuclear weapons. And now he has the Terminator in his sights. Jayantha, thank you very much for joining us on RN Drive. What exactly are your concerns here?
Good day. Well, our concerns are that we need to employ the policy of prevention being better than kill. So when you know that a weapon system is being planned by the insatiable military-industrial complex about which President Eisenhower warned us as far back as 1961, and when you know that these weapon systems are being deliberately cultivated in order to reduce the body count of those who go to war, and to make war, therefore, more appealing, I think an organization like Pugwash, as well as other Nobel laureates who have already presented their call for a preemptive ban on autonomous weapons, must look at this very seriously.
So I understand. Sorry, I understand the concern about the dehumanization of war, I suppose,
right.
On the one hand. There is also the concern about the decision-making process and how robots would go about making those decisions. But do you
precisely
think there's a way of designing ethical software, for example, so that those concerns might be taken care of?
There is no such possibility here because there is zero human control of the killer robots. They are sent into battle fully automated, and they don't go back to their controller in order to find out what to do. So the problem of accountability, proportionality, fundamental issues in international humanitarian law are put into question. And it's going to make the actual cost of war in terms of civilian deaths much greater because there is no room for human judgment in decision-making on the battlefield.
But I suppose what I'm asking is it possible to design software so that you can have criteria embedded in the robots to make those decisions?
The scientific opinion, and there's been a considerable amount of scientific expertise produced here at this meeting. There are numerous bodies, including Pugwash, which have said that that is not really possible because at some point of time, the robots are beyond control. They have to take decisions on the battlefield which can't be controlled by even any kind of software. They have to be able to react themselves. And when it comes to the liability of people under international humanitarian law, there is no liability that can be traced. So it's a very dangerous situation. We are making it a lot easier for people to go to war. We are making a situation in which the laws of war which used to prevail in the past are completely invalid. So we need to prohibit the development, production and the use of fully autonomous weapons through an internationally legally binding instrument. And this is, therefore, our conference is the first step.
Is there a way to predict whether or not this would actually be worse than what we currently have? Because we have lots of cases where soldiers, for example, act out of passions and they kill civilians sometimes deliberately. They're sometimes punished for that. There are all sorts of atrocities in war already. Is it possible that robots would perhaps be less prone to that kind of behaviour?
The problem with the current situation is that these soldiers who act in violation of international humanitarian law are punishable under international humanitarian law, and there are numerous cases of this being done going back to the Nuremberg and the Tokyo trials after World War II. But we have a situation here when the robot, even if it is punished, whom do you punish? Do you punish a bunch of steel and screws, but you don't really, are you going to prosecute the inventors of the robot? That's not clear at all. So that is why it is such a dangerous situation. We have had Dr. Strangelove personified in the past through the films that we've seen, and we know in actual practice there are such people. But here is a robot who is functioning as a killer, who will not be swayed by even the most positive human emotions.
Yeah, well, it's a huge field of ethical conundrums. It's good to know that it's being looked at before we are overcome by the technology. Thank you very much for your thoughts, Jayanta. That's Jayanta Dhanapala, who's a former UN Secretary General. His organisation, Pugwash, was awarded the 1995 Nobel Peace Prize. Up next, well, something catastrophic really unfolding in the world of cricket. 6:45.